Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. The devil said, "I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I'll give it all to you if you will worship me." Jesus replied, "The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." All three of the temptations which Jesus received from the devil involved shortcuts. Jesus didn't deny that the devil had real power or that the world was in his hands, but Jesus knew he had to come to defeat the power of evil and that the only way to achieve this was by going to the cross. There could be no shortcuts. Jesus had a mission given to him by God his Father, and he had to be faithful to that calling, whatever the cost. We will all face temptation, and in one way or another, all temptations involve us in being encouraged to compromise, to lower our standards, in order to fit in with the alluring voice of the tempter. We all want to succeed and to be loved, and it's inevitably very tempting when we hear a quick way of getting there. But there are some firm principles which mustn't be broken. There was no way in which Jesus could worship the devil, and once again, it was through quoting scripture that he dismissed the temptation. Since he had been a young boy, he had heard the scriptures, and he knew that God alone was worthy of his worship. Given that temptation is an inevitable part of life for all of us, we need to make sure that we are well equipped to deal with it. That begins with our mental attitude. We should go into each day anticipating that we'll be tempted to be less than the best. We'll hear voices which encourage us to be lazy, unloving, ungracious, half-hearted or selfish. We shouldn't be surprised by any of this, but have a mindset which is able to respond decisively. It is through prayer that we equip ourselves when we hear the voice of temptation. And with God's strength, we can be confident that we'll be able to stand, just as Jesus did. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live each day so close to you that we'll be able to stand up to all temptations with strength and peace. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.